Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 8. Building the Wall of the City for the Protection of the Church as the House of God, Saturday. Related Verses, Matthew 16:18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Revelation 1:17-18. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not fear. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. And I became dead. And behold, I am living forever and ever. And I have the keys of death and of Hades." Numbers 6:6-7. All the days that he separates himself to Jehovah, he shall not come near a dead person. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or for his mother, for his brother or for his sister, when they die, because his separation to God is upon his head. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Ephesians 2:21-22, in whom all the building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Related reading. Sin and death are co-workers of Satan. A man who spreads death is one who collaborates with Satan. Satan's goal is not only to cause man to sin and fall, but also to bring man into the bondage of death. Death is the characteristic of Satan's work. The ultimate goal of his work is to saturate man with death. Today, our meeting does not depend on numbers. The important thing is that we have to overcome death in our meetings. We have to swallow up death and release life. A Christian must realize that there is nothing more evil than death. At the same time, there is nothing better than life. In God's eyes, death is the most ugly thing, while life is the most precious thing. Life is not a doctrine. Life is not excitement or good feelings. Life is just Christ himself. The riches of God are in Christ. Since the church is the testimony of the riches of God, its characteristics must be the characteristics of Christ. The characteristics of Christ are encapsulated in the words, "I am the resurrection and the life." Since the church is the vessel of Christ on earth, it should express this life and resurrection. The church must be full of life. In the church, everything that issues from God is life, and everything that issues from Satan is death. The main goal of the Lord coming to earth is for man to have life, that is, for man to receive God's life. God's Christ is life, and God's Christ is resurrection, and the church is the vessel of this life and resurrection. Through the church, the vessel of Christ, God dispenses his life and riches to men. Since God's goal today is the church, Satan's attacks are directed specifically against the church. Satan does not necessarily stumble Christians or the church with the enticement of sin or the world, because these things are too obvious. While we may be free from sin but not love the world, we can still be under Satan's attacks. A bottle with a 5-inch mouth cannot be stopped with a 1-inch cork. Dealing with sin and the world alone is not enough to stop the attacks of Satan. The ultimate weapon Satan uses to attack the church is death. Death is not necessarily identifiable. It can creep in secretly into the church. This does not mean that Satan will not use the world and sin to attack the church. It means that Satan can use refined and moral things, not just filthy and treacherous sins, to attack Christians. Satan can easily utilize these deadly things to attack the church. Matthew 16:18 says that the foundation of the Lord's church is Christ the rock, and the gates of Hades cannot prevail against this church. Hades is death. The only reason that death cannot prevail over the church is that the church is built upon Christ the rock. If the church is built on Christ the rock, it will distinguish between death and life, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. The church does not need good doctrines, good theology, or wonderful expositions. The church needs life, the resurrection life of Christ. No doctrine, idea, theology, or exposition can replace the life of Christ. Only the life of Christ and that which issues from it will prevail against the gates of Hades. Everything else is just disguised forms of death and cannot withstand the attacks of Satan. May the Lord be merciful to us, and may He keep us from touching death or bringing death into the church. May God fill the church with life, and may Satan find no opening to attack the church.